welcome to Spirit Connection with Doug Addison. Get ready to hear God, encounter the supernatural, and discover your destiny. Doug is a prophetic speaker, author, and coach whose message of love, hope, and having fun reaches people around the world. Connect with him online at DougAddison.com.
Hey friends, Doug Addison. Welcome to Spirit Connection Podcast. It is April 20th, 2022. And I tell you, we're coming out of a powerful weekend last weekend. I hope you had a great Easter Resurrection Sunday last weekend. But also, the Lord is moving right now. He's moving powerfully. I tell you, I got some major revelation over the weekend, and God's bringing some healing. All types of things happening right now. We are in a strategic season, and I want to give you a guide to help you over the next 50 days as God's moving. And so, Lord, we thank you for your goodness. In Jesus' name, we ask that you would open up the heavens virtually, literally, spiritually, every way, emotionally, just whatever we need to do to connect to you on earth as it is in heaven. You gave us authority. Jesus, you said whatever we bind on earth will be bound in heaven, and whatever we loose on earth will be loosed in heaven. So we bind any of the problems, any of the distractions, what's going on. We loose the solutions from heaven. We loose healing in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, I've got a couple of words here. Now remember this. God's outside of time. So you might be watching this later. I'm talking about the next 50 days. He's outside of time. It can apply to any time. Don't get legalistic here, you know, and like, oh my goodness, I missed it. But we're indeed in a strategic season. We're in the middle of Passover, April 15th through the 23rd. This is a time to get strategies from the Lord, like Moses got the strategy on how to get the Israelites set free. It's the same type of thing going on right now. We've also got this time, Passover to Pentecost. Now, Pentecost is June 5th, 2022. And again, it's about 50 days, but don't get legalistic about it. We're just in a period of time. Like, if you go, oh man, it was June 6th, I missed it. You know, it's not that way with the Lord. He's setting you free from all of that legalistic stuff. And he is not a drill sergeant. He's not a mean voice in your head, but we're going to see some stuff happen. Well, let me start out with the winds of change. The wind of the Spirit is here. In fact, Acts 2:2 talks about the Holy Spirit coming in a wind, but also Jesus talks about it. And the type of wind of the Spirit or the change of the Spirit that's going on right now is in John 3:6 through 8. Jesus said this. He said, flesh gives birth to flesh, but the Spirit gives birth to the Spirit. And he was talking to Nicodemus. He said, you shouldn't be surprised when I say you must be born again, because the wind, I love this verse, 8, the wind blows wherever it pleases. You hear it sound, but you don't know where it comes from or where it's going. So it is with anyone born of the Spirit. Jesus was talking about, of course, we talk about John 3, that, you know, the great part of, you know, being born again, but it also applies to different areas. The Lord is going to birth something new in your understanding, and it's going to be a refreshing born-again encounter, so to speak, you know, in your understanding. He's going to open up some things. The wind of change, the winds of change are blowing, particularly through Passover, through Pentecost, and the Lord wants to birth something new out of the blue. Oh, my goodness. I love this. So I want to talk about your guide to the next 50 days. And, you know, God's outside of time. Remember this. So something's going to happen through this time. It does with me every year. And I talk about this. So watch for the next 50 days to be full of a lot of changes between now and Pentecost, which is June 5th. And your situation and your circumstances suddenly will turn around in unusual, unexpected ways. The spiritual atmosphere is now changing. As what was once difficult is going to start to become lots more easy. And what looks like a loss, this is a part to watch for. What might look for a loss in your life or even a tragedy, God's going to use that to open up new doors of opportunity for you. So devote yourselves in prayer and be watchful and thankful. That's Colossians 4:2. That's a key to get through this time. Devote yourself in prayer, be watchful and thankful. That doesn't mean you have to pray all the time. Just put, you know what I mean? Just stay in the place of prayer, especially being alert and thankful. Now, what would have taken many people a lifetime to achieve is going to be accomplished in a very short time. God's going to do some things. He's going to start moving radically in your life over the next few months, especially the next 50 days. So stay focused, watch, and pray. Now get ready to be stretched. Stretching will happen here. Your understanding, you know, things are now being revealed. They're going to be brought to the surface for the purposes of strengthening you. It's not to point out all these things that are wrong, but the Lord's going to start pointing out some things in your life. You're going to, like, crossing into this new season. So some of the things that worked in the previous season might not work in the new season. I had to find a new way to pray. I've shifted everything up, you know, to get in alignment with this new season. And it's different from each person. So we're being challenged right now to move into a new level of understanding. A new wave of revelation is being released over you to help you progress, to help you be more effective, but it will require of letting go of some current belief systems, actions that might not be relevant for today. And so Isaiah 54:2, enlarge the place of your tent, stretch wide the curtains, do not hold back, lengthen your cords and strengthen your stakes. So dig those stakes in. In other words, just anchor yourself in the Lord right now. You know, there's going to be some trials. And there has been. We've been going through a time of testing and trials. But I tell you, these are so important to your spiritual life. Do not resist or run from the trials that God's doing right now. He's doing some things. It's not to make you feel bad. It's God going to do some things right now to prepare you for the advancements and the promotions that are coming over the next few months. James 1:2-4. I love this. Consider it pure joy, my brothers and sisters, when you face trials of many kinds, because that you know the testing of your faith produces perseverance. And this has to work through to make you mature and complete, not lacking in anything. So this is a time that God's going to test you. Testing is not a bad thing. It's not this pass or fail or God's going to nuke you. He's just in the midst of trying to help you right now. He's a coach. Think of him as your coach, a good coach, not a drill sergeant coach. So 1 Corinthians 3:13-14, but their work will be shown for what it is, because during this day, God's going to bring to light and what is revealed with fire, and the fire will then test the quality of each person's work. God's going to start to show you how to walk through this time without being in condemnation, without being in guilt. He's a loving coach. He wants to walk with you right now. And so, in a sense, we're walking through the fire, you know, and it's not a bad thing. But as we're doing this, words of life are required. Now, listen, I've talked about this a few times. And then when I was writing today's podcast, the Lord said, do it again, bring it up again. Is talking about this, about our words. And we need to take authority. There's new power and authority coming on your words right now. So you got to be careful, because your words can have spiritual life and death. They can build up or tear down, especially in this season. And so I keep hearing the Lord say this, and I've mentioned this in the last few podcasts, but it needs to become a reality in your life. In Proverbs, talks about the, you know, the words of life, that your words can be life and death. I think it's Proverbs, sorry. But anyway, Matthew 21:19-21. Jesus talked about the fig tree. See the fig tree by the side of the road. He found nothing on it except leaves, and he said to it, may you never bear fruit again. Immediately, the fig tree withered. When his disciples saw this, they were amazed. How was the fig tree able to wither so quickly? Jesus said, oh, it's so important. This is totally missed. I was never taught this. I needed this a long time ago. Jesus said, truly I tell you, if you have faith and you do not doubt, not only can you do what was just done to the fig tree, cause it to wither, but you can also say to this mountain, pull yourself up and be thrown into the sea, and it will be done. Now, Jesus was talking about the words. You can uproot obstacles, you know, or you can wither things. May you never bear fruit again. And this is a declaration. Jesus said, hey, listen, you can do this to things. Jesus was not the one to go around withering stuff, if you know what I mean. He came with words of life. He was known for his gracious words. And suddenly he withers a fig tree, but then he turns to his disciples and gives them an example. He says, hey, you can do this too and never bear fruit again. Or you can say to this mountain, be moved. And this is a parable that we need to get. We need to be careful that we're not speaking withering words over ourselves and others, and also that we speak these positive things. We speak loving words, that we can replace those. I tell you, I had to go on a negativity fast. I had to go on a fast of withering words. I had to take authority right in the middle of it and stop and say, hey, wait a minute, oh man, I'm sorry. I was speaking over something. Even if I was pointing something out to someone, like my wife or myself, I'd have to stop and then reword it. Because there still is a reality things, but you got to be careful how you say things right now, especially to yourself. The Lord showed me that today we're in a time that we need to get healed of the things that were spoken over, but also the things that we're speaking in our self-talk. It's an opportunity to reverse the curses, reverse the negativity, reverse the wither and never bear fruit again. Reverse that into be fruitful. The negative side was to wither and never bear fruit again. But now we need to be able to prophesy. I prophesy right. Listen, open your spirit right now. I prophesy. Be fruitful and no longer wither. Be fruitful and no longer wither. Be fruitful and no longer wither. Now, I don't usually teach this part of it. I've been talking about this, but I'm trying to hit this in a few different areas because, you know what? Get ready right now. The Lord's going to bring you greater authority in your prayers, in your words. And when we look at Matthew 21, 12 through 13, he was talking about cleansing the temple. He did some stuff and he did some things there. But he repeated several times about your body being a temple of the Holy Spirit. So we want to be able to heal. We want to be able to do the things and speak these positive things. So the Lord said, we need to cleanse out our temples right now, our body, soul, and spirit. We do this by getting inner healing, you know, getting some prayer, taking thoughts captive and bringing them obedient to God's word, that type of thing. You don't do it in a bad way, but you got to do this. You got to go on a negativity fast if that's what you need. You got to fast from fear. Take this stuff authority, and we're going to ask the Lord now to bring us a healing of spiritual blindness, the spiritual deaf and dumb. There's a spirit, you can become spiritually lame, not realize it, not able to walk into your destiny. You can become spiritually deaf and dumb. Well, we take authority over these right now. In Matthew 21, 22, here we go. If you believe, you will receive whatever you ask for in prayer. So we want to just say this right now. Lord, we break off all the negativity. We break off the false things that we've ever spoken over ourselves and others. Not just the false, you know, like the fig tree, but also anything that may have gotten in there, belief systems. And we just want to step into a greater authority, especially over the next 50 days as we're moving towards your destiny in Jesus' name. So be encouraged right now. Get ready to cross into the new season. I want to give you a prayer strategy. This is a few points that I've used in the past. I use these from time to time, and I've kind of got them installed into me automatically. I'm constantly thinking this way. But here's what we're going to ask the Lord. I got communion here. And so you want to do is decree Bible verses. If you decree a thing, it shall be done for you. Decreeing Bible verses and taking communion. I take communion daily, and you don't have to, but boy, My healing came, everything. I came into alignment with the Lord, sometimes more than once a day. I'm getting into alignment with the body and the blood of Jesus. And so here's some prayer strategies. Lord, show me what you want me to see. And so that's the truth. That's aligning with the truth. Show me what the enemy does not want me to see. That's discernment. Show me now, Lord, that the things that reveal to me, what promises are now or what are for later, that's timing. Also, allow me to be seen by others as you see me and not as the enemy wants me to be seen. That's favor. Also, repay and release what was stolen and held back. We pray, but that's justice. And also, show me, Lord, practically how to respond. That's wisdom. A few points here. I know I said them fast. You can go back and write them down later. So, Lord, I just take communion now. I come into agreement with the 50-day strategy, and there's more coming to open up the heavens to be able to hear your voice. And I take the body of Jesus for the healing. Not only my body, I'm talking with food in my mouth. Not only my body, but the body of Christ. Yeah. Business strategies opening up right now. The blood of Jesus. Just ask now, Lord, that you would reveal to us. Show me what you want me to see. Show me what the enemy does not want me to see. Allow me to be seen as you see me and not as the enemy sees me. Reveal the promises that are from now that are not for now, but might be for later. Repay me and release right now all that was stolen and held back, and show me how to practically respond. We ask now, Lord, to come into agreement on earth as it is in heaven. Jesus' name, amen. Wow. DougAddison.com is my website, and you can follow me on social media, but, you know, I've got a thing I'm doing over the next 50 days that, you know, that's not, I actually already had this plan before the prophetic word. It's not like I designed this around the prophetic word, but quite often, because I get so many, I get the daily word, and I get the monthly word, because I'm a times and season style, and I'm also a coach, so I'll develop courses and training on how to apply what I already know the Lord is doing. And I had developed this class right now. It's an online experience. I really want to invite you to, called Kingdom Financial Solutions. It's a breakthrough mentoring experience. And it is DougAddison.com/solutions. It's April 21st through June 2nd. But you can jump in later on. We're going to keep the doors open. This one is powerful. And it'll be done over the time of Pentecost to Passover. We already had that, by the way. I already had this. These are not simultaneous. This, you know, this word's not tied to this. But it's how to activate this word. And I wrote this online training last year. And we're running it again. It is powerful. How to get your financial breakthrough. We'll talk a little bit about getting out of debt, but most of it is how to align with the biblical principles that will indeed change your life, change your finances. It will allow you to align with what God is doing right now. We go into how to hear the voice of God, how to develop a financial strategy, how to take a look at and get some financial healing. This came after an encounter I had with an angel of finance of the Lord while I was in South Africa. I came back, and man, we got out of debt a short time later. And this is not about giving an offering. You know, that's fine. That's great. If you want to do that, you can do it. You can sow into it. But this is about developing residual or extra income for the purposes of the kingdom. And you could either have a current job, you could do this, or add to it, whatever. That's basically the Kingdom Financial Solutions Breakthrough Mentoring Experience. And go to DougAddison.com/solutions. Also, the Seer Activation Kit includes how to see and activate in the spirit. The Seer, I have a couple of online training that I did. These are workshops. The Seer Gift and how to activate your prophetic gift, and also a bonus training that's brand new, how to align yourself to be a seer. Whether you think you're a seer or not, we all are. the Lord was, and we all have access to all the gifts. DougAddison.com/seerkit, and we just pulled that together. I'm so grateful for you. Thank you so much for all you do and the times of just supporting us in prayer. And I just want to release to you the blessing of the Lord. I'm so excited. Can't wait. See you next week.
Thanks for listening to Spirit Connection with Doug Addison. Connect with him online at DougAddison.com.